This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa salatu wa salam ala rasulihi al-kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. All praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help and His support in all our matters. We send peace and salutations upon the last of the prophets, the leader of all the messengers, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My brothers and sisters, welcome to Jummah Khutbah Summary. The topic of this Jummah Khutbah in Dubai is a beautiful one, and that is the most beloved people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those people who are most beneficial to others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, Inna Allaha ma'a alladhina attaqaw walladhina hum muhsinun. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with those who are conscious of Him and those who are doers of good. So if you and I would like to be with Allah and Allah to be with us, we have to make sure that we gain the consciousness of Allah, and that is taqwa, and we become the doers of good. Subhanallah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, أَحَبُّ النَّاسِ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى أَنْفَعُهُمْ لِلنَّاسِ. The best among the people are those who are the most beneficial to others. Subhanallah. What is really important point to understand from this khutbah of this Jumu'ah is we need to be a doer of good. A doer of good is the one who is always beneficial to others, be it to his own family, be it to the society, be it to the humanity at large. We in Islam are commanded to do that which is good. And good could be anything, my beloved brothers and sisters. If you help those who are in need, that is goodness. If you remove the harm from the lives of the people, that is good. If you clear the debts of someone, if you're able to, that is goodness. If you're able to bring a smile at the face of your brother, that is goodness. If you're able to ease the matter of your brother or sister in Islam, that is goodness. If you're able to contribute to the humanity in a way that is beneficial, that is goodness. So goodness is very wide, and it could be anything as long as it is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Rabbul Izzah, He commands us in the Quran by stating, فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ, race towards that which is good. And this is the attribute or the quality of the Anbiya, the prophets and the messengers. Indeed, those are the ones who are the best and the most beneficial to the people and in their times. We have to follow that legacy of goodness. We need to be a person of benefit. My brothers and sisters, make sure that wherever you are, whomever you are with, you got to be a person of benefit, be it your words or with your actions, inshallah. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this beautiful dua, O Allah, grant us the ability. We ask you to grant us the ability to perform good actions. My brothers and sisters, we ask Allah Almighty to ease the matters of everyone. We ask Allah Almighty to remove the burden from the people. We ask Allah Almighty to grant goodness and happiness to the humanity at large by His mercy. We ask Allah Almighty for all the beautiful favors, in this world and the hereafter. We ask Allah Almighty to grant goodness and well-being to His Highness Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan. Likewise, we ask Allah Almighty to grant well-being and goodness to all the rulers of the Emirates. We ask Allah Almighty to grant protection and goodness and mercy to this beautiful nation, the UAE. We ask Allah Almighty to ease the matters of the believers throughout the world. We ask Allah Almighty to grant peace to the Muslim lands. We ask Allah Almighty to grant guidance and peace to the entire humanity. Likewise, we ask Allah Almighty to grant us the best favor in the hereafter by making us among the company of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, witnessing the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.